Working.
Yeah, I can hear you, Brittany.
Erin has confirmed, is she not, Peggy? Aha, there she is. All right, well, let's call the meeting to order. And for the record, this is Dan White, and I'm the on the Energy Task Force. This is a meeting of the Energy Task Force Data Subcommittee, and we are joined today by Task Force member and subcommittee member Erin Whitney, and by Task Force co-chair Clay Copeland. Thank you for joining us, Clay. And I also see several others who have joined us today. Unfortunately, DNR Commissioner Boyle is not available to join us, but John Crowther and Joe Burns are on in his place. Is that correct, Joe and John? I can't see you, so. So you either have to turn your camera on or you'll have to acknowledge. Thank you.
This is Joe Burns. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
All right. And you're here for Commissioner Boyle?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then we also have Connor Erickson from the Alaska Energy Authority, Hua Fang from Black End Beach, Michael Yaffe from Michael Baker, and one other person, and I'm not sure who that is, Alba. Can you identify yourself for the record?
Sure, Alba Bryce, Chalista Corporation, just kind of listening in.
Excellent, thank you. All right, well, we've got a agenda. As you may recall, this task force met, this subcommittee met. We created a technical advisory committee to address the very kind of complex issue of data management. The technical advisory committee has been chaired by Brittany Smart with the Alaska Center for Energy and Power at UAF, and we appreciate that. I should also note that we are also joined by Maggie King, who's my executive assistant and is controlling the screen, so if there's any issues, you can help us. Brittany and her technical advisory committee has been working very hard in a very short time frame because we have a lot to do in a very short amount of time. So let me check the agenda and make sure I'm at the right point here to turn it over. Sorry, I'm working all just on my computer, so I can't have too many screens open all at the same time.
I have the agenda up, and we'll call next after roll call is for me.
All right, so I identified people are on the line, so that's can serve as our roll call. So I'm going to turn it over to Brittany. Brittany, if you would kind of share the technical advisory committee kind of goals that you set out with, how you tackle that, and what you have to present today. Thanks.
Sure, thank you. And did the subcommittee members have a chance to receive the draft report that the TAC put together and distributed? Thumbs up. Okay. So thank you so much, Chancellor White. Really appreciated the opportunity to chair the Technical Advisory Committee. As you noted, the timing was a bit condensed, and with that came challenges to make sure that we were able to meet the original schedule of deliverables as initially presented. So upon discussion with your staff, we did decide to scramble a bit and make a two-day, we called it an energy data retreat, where we secured as many people as possible that would be available in person to tackle the questions that were posed to the group to develop the deliverables. The responsibility of the subcommittee is to develop a SWOT, to develop two inventories, one of the various energy data sets, and to inventory of the various providers and services and platforms that these data sets are offered on, as well as providing an energy baseline study. So I'm going to address the ones that are not part of our draft at this point first. We have not fully completed the inventory of providers and services and platforms to date, since we put our focus on the full report, so we hope to have that draft to you all by next Friday. Same with the energy baseline. The Alaska Energy Security Task Force received a presentation from the team that's developing the Alaska Energy Statistic Workbooks and Report. The goal is to have the workbooks presented as a deliverable to meet the baseline energy baseline aspect of this project. That is anticipated to be available starting next Friday as well. Their proposed approach is to put those out as part of a public outreach activity where it can be peer-reviewed and get input from those prior to it being adopted. This is a project that's been going on for about a year at this state, and so this is a great impetus to get that information out there. However, it's really important that the information that is in there is accurate. It's been 10 years since it was last updated. There's a lot of work that went into it. And so they do want to ensure that there's an aspect of peer review. So for the sake of repeating myself slightly, the intent is to have it available as a draft deliverable to you all by next Friday, but that serves as really an opportunity to push it out to the public for some review, peer review aspects. Are there any questions on the two that are not included as part of this deliverable at this point? Okay, I'm seeing.
Thank you.
Okay. So with this facilitated event, it ended up being a great activity to do in person. I foresee this being very challenging to have done over email, so I'm really glad we pivoted a bit to get everyone in the same room. ASAP did secure a vision foresight strategies to help us with the facilitation of activities related to the retreat. And to help get information out and to serve as a starting point, we had a pre-survey that was sent out to all Technical Advisory Committee members to just provide some of their initial thoughts. What did they see as strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? And then did they have any potential recommendations that the group should overall consider? We also shared some of the feedback from the last subcommittee meeting to the participants and ensured that those conversation points were included over the 2 days. One of the first activities that we did was to have an exercise that really ultimately defined what we mean by energy data. One of the first questions that we had when we all got in the room was like, okay, so what do you mean? When you say energy data, what is that? So they came up with a definition, and that is information about how electricity, heat, and transportation fuels are sourced, generated, stored, distributed, used, and governed, and the impacts on the built, natural, and socioeconomic environments. That is a very broad definition, very all-encompassing, but the argument is that all of these play a role in understanding energy and informed decision-making, and so they provided that as what the intent was when we talk about energy data. So when we go through the SWOT and the prioritized recommendations, those are the data sets that we're referring to. The The way I broke up the report is I have a summary slot up at the top that really highlights the key themes that came out as part of the discussion, and same with prioritized recommendations. Later on in the report, you'll see the full suite of the SWOT, I'm sorry, I'm using acronyms, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You'll see the whole suite of those later on in the document, and you'll see the whole suite of recommendations as well. But I did want to put the prioritized actions up front so they can be more visible and carry through the conversations. So the number one strength that was highlighted by the group was that valuable energy data needed for decision-making already exists, especially for electrical energy. There is a lot of valuable information out there. In terms of weaknesses, the existing data can be inconsistent, inaccessible, or provided in formats which do not meet end-user needs. And it also, we lack information on more of the thermal and transportation data sets. There's a lot of information about electricity, but we do not have a great understanding on the impact of thermal and transportation energy needs. In terms of opportunities, there's a lot of passion and excitement regarding increased collaboration and data sharing. In terms of threats, security and access concerns are increasingly becoming more prominent, as well as lacking sufficient funding and staffing to meet the needs to provide energy data. Moving on to prioritized recommendations, we themed these. So there's four main priority recommendations, and there are sub-actions under each one of those that will ultimately help make those recommendations, what are needed in order to make those recommendations come to fruition. The number one priority is to establish a data department within the Alaska Energy Authority. They're already the host of a lot of energy information, but it was really recognized that we need to have an authoritative source on where to go for energy data, and thought it would be most appropriate in AEA. In order to make that happen, there needs to be a technical and needs assessments. There needs to be the funding to do that, and then that needs to be executed. And there also needs to be a capital asset plan to make sure that they have the equipment and technology necessary to support that new department. They were also need to be able to develop and fund an operating and maintenance budget, as well as identifying potential sources of funding and mechanisms to support that department on an ongoing basis. And then finally, they obviously would need some staff to support the department and the technical needs. Without that authoritative energy data source, the thought that would be that it would be more difficult to continue moving forward. Let me rephrase that. It would be much more beneficial to have an authoritative source on where to find energy data and have dedicated staff that is responsible for it. They don't necessarily have to be the generators, but they can be the ones that house the information. Moving on to priority number two, it is to establish an energy data governance committee that is responsible for establishing minimum protocols for data collection, quality, storage, use, and access. There was a lot of conversation about this point as well, because while going to one of our weaknesses, there is a lot of information out there, but it's inconsistent. There's questions on the authoritative nature of it. And the thought would be that this Energy Data Governance Committee can help establish standards and required protocols in order to establish energy data structures that can be actionable. Fund data capacity is priority number three, and that is really an approach that ingrains data support in a variety of different departments across the state. So while AEA would ultimately be the data department, or at least how we're envisioning it, you would have data specialists in several departments across the state that would be responsible for developing the information, putting it into a format, and providing it to AEA in order for it to be actionable. While there are individuals throughout the state that have these responsibilities as part of their job descriptions, this is really pointing to the need to having dedicated staff with these responsibilities to do so. In order to support that, there's also a component of professional development and skills training that is necessary to ensure that such staff are properly trained and able to execute the job skills as required to meet the needs of the community. And number four is improve the existing energy data and to collect new and needed data. There's a lot of actions within this. It has a lot to do with making sure funding and technical capacity is available to ensure that the existing data sets that we have are usable, to help identify gaps that we need to start filling and come up with strategies regarding that. And so I'm happy to answer any of the questions under here, but a lot of it has to do with supporting what we have currently, identifying funding for gaps analysis, and continuing on in those efforts. Before I can go into each of the various strengths, weaknesses, threats, and opportunities, as well as the full list of recommendations, but I really did want to focus on the priorities there, so I'm happy to answer any questions to this. This is our draft. This is our initial pitch to you that based on our conversation, this is what we prioritize. We're open to any feedback that you have in order to make any final edits and tweaks in order to deliver a final draft for your consideration. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Brittany. And I see that subcommittee member Aaron Whitney has her hand up, I'm going to, after Aaron talks, I'm going to ask, and I'm not sure if Mr. Burns or Mr. Crowther, which one of you or both are representing Commissioner Boyle, but I'd like, Dr. Whitney talks, to hear from both of you on the report and as a representing subcommittee member of Commissioner Boyle. Go ahead, Aaron.
Thanks, Brittany. I really appreciate this report, and I appreciate your summary of the prioritized actions as well as the process and what you went through. So thank you. I know that it's probably not easy to pull this all together. So excellent job bringing it together in a really brief summary. I agree with all of these prioritized recommendations. I'm betting, or maybe I should ask, was there a discussion about attaching sort of some more qualifiers to funding this, you know, in terms of funding it over longer time periods so that it isn't just dependent on administration's whims. And I realize maybe we don't want to get into all of those details in a prescriptive manner, but I wonder if it's worth attaching some kind of statement that ensures longevity of this funding, and then, you know, who knows what legislators or other budget operatives might do with that. You know, I can think of a number of approaches, but it seems to me that that aspect of this also needs to be emphasized so that it's not just, you know, given funding for a couple of years and then dropped, like the Energy Data Gateway was. Or you know, other vehicles that we've seen come and go over the last decade or so. I'd be interested to hear, you know, if that conversation was had and why or why not that language may have been included. Does that make sense what I'm asking?
Yeah, so that conversation was ingrained in every single conversation that was had over the 2 days. And so I guess our approach was to maybe we can absolutely add a statement along those lines because there was intent to that extent. We tried to ingrain those thoughts through the recommendations themselves. So first, there's going to be upfront capital costs in order to do some of these things, but then you need to fund these ongoing efforts. So I guess perhaps we tried to say it, but maybe not as effectively as what you're suggesting there. So we are open to some language if that you would propose to add to this to capture that intent.
Yeah, I think that would be my preference because I think that I would hate to see, you know, whoever's reading this, the governor, the legislature, whatever, say, great, we give it money, and then a couple of years away from now, you know, it's dropped. And you know, I could think of a number of ways to do that. I mean, I wonder if, like, it could be taken out of PCE funds, not to open Pandora's box, but maybe just some general statements should be made about just the importance of making this enduring funding. And I believe that you've tried to ingrain it in here because I know what these conversations are like about data. But maybe it just needs to be made a little bit more explicitly. So thank you.
So I would say, number one, if you have some suggested language, you could email me. That would be incredibly helpful. I will say under Appendix B, recommendations, the very first recommendation is actually to identify and assign the responsible agency or organization for energy data collection, aggregation, and sharing in Alaska state statute. We ultimately decided to not move that forward to not touch legislation if we didn't have to in terms of the priority recommendations. However, if the subcommittee should so choose to move that forward, I would say that we had that conversation but didn't necessarily have consensus on that, and I would leave it to the subcommittee to make such an amendment in their own version of recommendations that moves forward in the task force.
Thank you for pointing that out. I would consider a conversation around that, just because I think it is so important. But I'm open to what the rest of the committee thinks. So thank you very much, again, for the awesome report and the awesome summary.
Thank you.
And I see that Connor Erickson has his hand up. I had said I would give an opportunity here for either Mr. Burns or Mr. Crowther to comment on behalf of Commissioner Boyle on the presentation that Brittany made.
Hey folks, John Crowther here. I think Joe and I are just kind of trying to come up to speed with what the functions of the group are, and I'm sorry, we just don't have much substantive comment at this time. I'm sorry to...
Okay, thank you. Thanks for turning your camera on. Go ahead, Connor.
This is Connor with AEA. I just kind of want to follow up a little bit on those comments Dr. Whitney's question there. It's hard to enshrine something that's so, to the extent that it would become immune to any kind of state fiscal measures. I mean, in terms of whether you're gonna veto or reduce the budget here and there. I mean, that's kind of always, the risk that you take when you submit a budget, on a recurring basis, is I'm sure you're well aware of that. I think kind of the idea was that's kind of why we wanted to host it as a permanent department within an agency, so it isn't kind of funded through these kind of one-off mechanisms by which, we appropriate a little bit here and a little bit there. I think we run into the issue, like we do with the REF sometimes, where, if it's just up to the whim of the legislators of the current, fiscal year, then it's it becomes a little bit tenuous, right? I think this kind of, and this is, I raised this issue first today, and one of his concerns is, well, how much is it going to cost us? I mean, and at this point it's pretty premature, but I think as far as these recommendations, what we may want to do is try to come up with some high level numbers in terms of how much money that we're really looking at with respect to this. That may actually be one of the recommendations we want to do, is kind of a preliminary, financial analysis. I understand that the technical needs assessment will help to inform those costs, as well as capital asset plan that will kind of precipitate from that. But just to kind of whet folks' appetite in terms of what it is that they really truly may be looking at in terms of the cost to the state. I think it's important. Any kind of, federal monies that we can leverage, and I know if there's kind of some words that we can put in there from some of our federal partners saying, yes, something we'd be interested in partnering on. I mean, I know that you run the same issue with, funding constraints as we do at the state. But I think, that those partnerships will kind of help to ensure the longevity of the program over time.
May I follow up on that comment?
Sure.
What am I supposed to say? Through the chair.
So noted.
Okay, thank you. Does it require a statute to create a department within AEA? I don't actually know what that process is, to create a department. When you said, Connor, that creating a department is a way of creating that sort of permanence. And anyway, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know for certain the answer to that question. I haven't been around in terms of the great departments here, but I would say no, not technically. You know, a lot of programs are established by statute. Now, like a department within AEA may oversee, you know, multiple programs that have different overarching statutes. I think it really depends on how you want to approach it, whether it's kind of, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Are we creating the energy department, but then what falls from that is other duties and responsibilities, or is it to say, you know, we want to put the statute in to kind of, you know, to it's more broad in terms of this is a new charge for AEA and how they do it. We give them kind of these broad powers. I think it's there's a couple ways to go about it. But if anyone would have a little bit more to say on that, then I would welcome the comments.
It'd be interesting. I know at our last subcommittee meeting, Commissioner Boyle talked a little bit about, I mean, the DNR is responsible for a number of data sets and maintaining a number of data sets and how it is that those are funded and how it is that those are maintained. He didn't go into a lot of detail on that, but I think that that'd be interesting and helpful. I have a question for Brittany with respect to the funding also, and that was the several of the recommendations were essentially started with fund this department or fund these activities or fund training, et cetera. And I appreciate the also the thought about a department that is a way of kind of creating sustainability. The idea of data and data storage and data collection has been, I mean, that's a national problem. National Science Foundation is trying to figure out how they do that, how they warehouse data and how they make it accessible. And Department of Energy has the same issue. So we're not alone in this struggle, but one of the questions that comes up on that, in that discussion is, you know, what can be done in the, at different levels? And I guess, you know, when I look at the list, I think, okay, we've got this, amount of need, and sometimes we might, department gets formed that is half of that, has a funding to essentially fund half of what we think might, capture the base need. Did the committee have a conversation about, or the technical advisory committee have a conversation about how one might approach or how the department might approach varying levels, that is a priority list, a first things first? Did that conversation get had, and if so, what, where did it go?
I would say yes, but it didn't go far because of the time that we had. It was very early recognized that you could have a whole two-day facilitation event on every single one of these recommendations. In fact, the number two recommendation, establish an energy data governance committee, that was actually a really high point of conversation. And the very first action item under that is you need to form your own technical advisory committee to even draft recommendations on how to form a governance committee. So that level of detail, we just didn't have the time to go further into further depth on that. I think one of the most important conversations that we did have was the where does it need to be housed in order to provide that authoritative nature, and that's what came out as the number one priority. There was conversation of should it be in the governor's office so it gets high level? What happens if you have an administration change? What if you put it in DNR or DCCED or all these other places? And the amount of conversation that took place on the importance of having a singular place where to find data, specifically energy data, and ensure that it is authoritative in nature is what ultimately led to these top four recommendations that you see before you. So I hope that kind of answers your question. I think the short answer is due to the time constraints, we didn't have the ability to go as deep into that. But because of those high-level challenges with the energy data that you saw in our SWOT, that's how we came up with these four. And to that extent, that is some form of prioritization. Ideally, we would have been able to present you with rough cuts of swag budgets on what that would look like. And quite frankly, we just didn't have enough time or expertise on being able to, we could throw out numbers. Well, that study will cost $500,000, but it really would have been a complete swag. And so we understand that there are challenges with what we put forward as part of the draft report, but we feel that this is a prioritized set of action items to the best extent possible, given the timeline that we have to generate it. I hope that answered your questions and concerns there.
Yes, thank you. Erin?
Thank you. Brittany, you mentioned that there was, like, the highest priority is figuring out where to house it, the data. I think that's what I heard, right? What am I missing here? Where is that embedded in the recommendations of the plan?
Number one, establish a data department within the Alaska Energy Authority.
Okay, so that's not the data itself. It's just where to focus on operation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, I misunderstood that. Okay.
With the understanding that there's a lot of entities and departments that are responsible for their own energy sets. However, many of them report to the AEA. And so since there is already a natural alignment with the responsibilities of AEA and the information they got, that seemed to be the most realistic place to at least house or host the information to show a level of authoritativeness to it. And so everyone is essentially going to a one-stop shop to the extent possible for energy data.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask Clay Copeland, who's the task force co-chair. I mean, one of the things that we want to make sure is that we're meeting the specific things we've been called up for in the administrative order. I don't know, Clay, are you there? And if so, would you comment? Okay, I'm not sure he's there. So other comments from around the room, committee members, non-committee members? If you haven't read the report, I'd encourage you to do so. There's a lot of good work and a lot of questions. I think it raised a lot of questions, which was really helpful. And also kind of gave some direction on answers. I was especially appreciative of the very long strengths list, which is encouraging. Go ahead, Brittany.
I would just appreciate some direction from the chair on whether the subcommittee would like us to add in some more clear language as recommended by Dr. Whitney, or if there's any other feedback or edits that we need to do as the TAC committee to present a final draft, or if we're okay with this serving as a final draft, I can remove the draft language off the document, send a clean version, and then any edits can then be done by the subcommittee. So just kind of getting some feedback on the two paths there.
Yeah, thank you. So let's go into the next item on the agenda for today. So the next thing that happens is that the we will present the work done today, the draft work, at the next task force meeting. And that next task force meeting is on August 29th, and I will not be there. And I think, Erin, will you be there?
Yes, I will.
Okay. So if you would be willing to share the subcommittee portion of that meeting, which is a presentation of the draft report. I would appreciate that.
All right. I don't think I get to say no to that, do I?
Well, yeah, I would appreciate that. And then, Director Thayer has asked that we make a brief presentation and include some PowerPoint slides so that those are included in the record and can be forwarded out to everyone who is not able to attend the meeting. So to your point, Brittany, to your question, my understanding of what happens next is that on August 29th, we present to the whole task force the progress on the progress of our subcommittee and essentially the technical advisory committee. There is an opportunity then for feedback, and then we finish it up. And I think that probably some questions will come up in the as you kind of prepare a set of slides and or convert some of the report into some slides that are more digestible. And I would say that I like the way that the report is framed. I like the way that the report has got recommendations. It may be that for the slide presentation that those are bundled or something so that they're just digestible by a general audience. But we'll provide them with the full just draft report as it is and request feedback from the task force. And then after that August 29th meeting, finish it up. And if there's things to your question, if there's things that come out of that presentation on the 29th, that need follow up, we'll address that as it goes. But otherwise, if not, then it can serve, button it up as a final. Go ahead, Erin, and then Brittany.
So yes, I'd be happy to, present the report, although I was going to then look to Brittany to potentially help put some slides together from this material. And it seems like we could attach both a copy of this report as well as have a slide presentation for committee members or for the larger task force members to look at.